K-State Nation, what up? Eddie Greer back for another episode here right here, the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports here, coming at you on this Thursday, May 28th, 2026. Appreciate y'all for hanging out with yours truly here this week. As is my days off? I think it is. I don't know. Maybe because of the holiday weekend, hope everyone again had a safe Memorial Day weekend. And getting straight on into track and field, because that's what's all that's going on right now in the world of K-State sports right now. Hey, we have five individuals as the NCAA West preliminaries got underway yesterday. See, yeah, everything's been off. It's like it's already Thursday, like damn. But anyways, Eddie, focus for a few minutes. Five individuals, five K-Staters, your K-Staters going to the NCAAs as, by the way, K-State men's and women's track and field team out down south, Fayetteville, Arkansas, for the NCAA West preliminaries there. So Tasha Kumba, what I got right here, Riley Martin, we start right there. Chikumba, winning the long jump there, and Riley Marks yet again setting his new school record for the javelin. He did this earlier in the year. Riley Marks did. But anyways, Chikumba, both are these guys juniors on this squad here. We're going to start here with Chikumba from Zimbabwe. 28 feet, 8.5 inches there on the first attempt. And he secured that number one spot there, and he held on right there. And he's going, so there's that. I gotta mention this. Chikumba now has the best jump in the world this season, and is number 8 all-time historically, according to World Athletics here, recorded these notes right here. So, yeah, Chikumba also, he was a big factor in the indoor season as well. So, Tasha Kumba going to the chip. In the long jump, Riley Marks from Andale, Kansas. I just told y'all, we're not even looking at the sheet. He broke the K-State record earlier this year in the outdoor season, coming right back and did it when it mattered most. A new PR, 247 feet, 9 inches, PR, 4 feet, bronze finish in Riley Marks, I believe, this will be back-to-back trips to the NCAA championships. He was there last year. So Riley Marks getting things done there on that. So we have Yuri Ryan going back to the chip. Korgachunga. I've talked about all year long. Eddie's hammering that nail home. Here's what we post the finish line on the athletic calendar season for Kansas State. This is a Pro Boxer Podcast, all things K-State sports. Hey, K-State will have 5 in the NCAA championships next month, Eddie Greer, for another edition of this podcast. We're talking track and field because that's what's going on currently, right now, as we are counting down those days to the kickoff of the 2026 football campaign at Kansas State. Oh no. we better keep it moving here. Let me see here. Yuri Ryan, sophomore, Korgachunga, and the veteran Gary Moore Jr. Also will be joining Chikumba and Riley Marks. And I was gonna say, let me finish this up quick. I've talked about the youth on the women's side. We're seeing it here with the men also, but in particularly with the track and field team and these young freshmen stepping up to the plate and delivering. And that's what we got here in day one of the NCAA West preliminaries there. Yuri Ryan finished 3rd in the, let me hold on a second here. Yeah, 26 feet, 3.5 inches there. In the long jump I'm looking at here, Chikumba, PR, or not a PR, he matches season best with 25 feet, 8.25 there. And then Gary Moore Jr., does Gary Moore things. 218 feet, 7 inches in the, I believe it was the hammer throw there as well. So there you go on that one. On a track. And I said, you got to get a couple guys or gals on a track side, on a running event, right? Tavon Underwood has to be on the heater. Tavon Underwood advancing. He ran the 400, 45-4. I mean, he's been throwing down a hammer in this outdoor season. I couldn't be more happy for him and proud of him there. Of course, 400 is my event, but that's another conversation for another podcast. Tavon Underwood, 400 meters, 45-4. Sophomore Thomas Kavent and the 400 meter hurdles, 56.6. That was ended up 14th there as well. So, and y'all wondering, hey, what about the ladies? Speaking of the ladies, what about them? Well, they're gonna be starting up today, this morning, 9 a.m. So I will have this out probably an hour after they get started. So, or hour and a half, somewhere in there. So be on the lookout for that as well. So we'll try to keep up with what's going on there as well. So, yeah, I do have the results here. Gary Moore Jr. finished ninth in the men's hammer throw with that 218, 7 inches there. 218 feet, 7 inches. Tavon Underwood, fifth, advancing there. Bamusa Nakoski, 46-7. Yeah, that was good enough for 36. Kavent, 14th, had just said. Yeah, so long jump. Yeah, the long jump, you had three of the out of the six right there. Cover that. And Riley Marks, there, of course, setting a PR with his huge javelin throw there as well. So the women, the ladies start here in a couple hours as I'm wrapping up this podcast here on the Pearl Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll keep track of this. Yeah, I thought it started on Friday. Yeah, my mental clock is off, and yeah, I'll blame the holiday for that there as well. It's already Thursday, so yeah, track and field is going to end. I told y'all this before, and I'll say it again. Track and field, men's women's track and field will end the athletic calendar year of 2025-26. There as well, and of course we'll be doing a lot of speculating here this summer. We're pretty much at summer now there as well. So the NCAA West preliminaries underway down in Fayetteville, Arkansas, led by director/head coach Travis Gopher. So we'll see what happens in day two here today. The Pearl Watcher Podcast, all things K sports. Well, that is football coming up this fall, yeah baby. Men's women's basketball. Women's sports, yep, women's soccer, women's volleyball on tap, and so much more. You want to be part of the action, definitely make sure you subscribe to this podcast, this daily podcast, all things K-State sports. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Watcher Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Seattle, California. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. It's been another episode right here, Track and Field Postseason Edition of the Pearl Watcher Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. Congrats.